Mantles is brought to you by Madrid Maintenance. Madrid Maintenance offers excellent handyman service in the Colorado Springs area, starting at just $45 an hour. You can reach them by phone at 719-963-2020 or online at facebook.com/Madrid Maintenance.
Enharmonic Studios. Enharmonic Studios is a hybrid digital analog facility designed to be quality and affordable to anyone who wants to make history. Call today 719-963-2020 or go to facebook.com/Enharmonic Studios.
Hey, how much to let me win an argument?
100.
Get in.
For $50 more, I won't tell you how to drive.
Great. Every year I have to go to your family's house for the holidays. I want to spend the holidays in my house for a change. Is that so much to ask?
You're right, baby. I'm sorry.
Wow, you're good. What's your Venmo?
Live! From Enharmonic Studios, streaming all over the world.
We're coming for you, globalist!
It's your weekly dose of toxic masculinity.
Toxic masculinity.
With Eric Madrid. And Trevor Lane.
Man. Well, welcome Hello. To another show, folks. I just want to say from our opening gambit that that young lady is probably the most entrepreneurial minded hooker I've ever seen in my life. It's what men really want.
Well, there's I forget if it was a sketch or a stand up routine, but where he was like, yeah, you'll do anything for this money. Paint my house.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I said that, remember, years ago. Hookers, I saw a sign with a hooker said, I'll do anything for $50. Guess who's getting a new deck?
Like, yeah. Okay.
Oh, weird night, bud.
Yeah.
It's been a weird day. Weird night. Yeah. Some days you're the bug, some days you're the windshield. And this was a mixture of both.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they do become one.
They do become one. It's nice. It's a nice melding of matter. One of my clients rents out Airbnbs, and this is an Airbnb that I built for her as an extension of her home. The cocksuckers that were Airbnb-ing it destroyed it.
Yeah,
my brand
as
new,
can happen. Yeah,
my brand new. I almost took it personally. Just wrecked it. I guess they had a kid just swinging from the towel racks, like ripped him out of the wall. Clear out. I was like, God damn it. And I was smart because I did the whole paneling as I framed up. Like, so there's wood blocks behind there so that, you know, your towel racks and your all the other stuff doesn't get all janky on you over time.
Yep.
Well, no, kid ripped it clean out. And then I don't know what he did, but he peeled paint off of stuff.
Yikes.
Yeah, like. Little insidious bastard. Fingerprints everywhere. So, yeah, spent the day doing that. That was a huge pain in the ass. But found a dude with an awesome couch. So, going to deck out the living room tomorrow.
All right.
And then found, nice young lady's going to take the kitties.
That's good.
Yeah. So, no more trips to urgent care and get a shot of fucking prednisone in your ass.
That sucks.
Yeah, so bad. But. So it's last night with the kiddies.
Oh,
I know. It'll be fun. They're getting treats. I'm going to hang out downstairs, finish up, you know, one of the client's records. The super fun one. It'll be great. It'll be a great night. So I hope everybody else is having a great Thursday.
I think the stream might have dropped.
That's probably for the best.
Yeah, we are very frozen. I don't know what's happening up there.
Do you want me to go cycle the internet?
Oh, I can't. I don't know if it's the internet or I will recycle this. How about
Let's
that?
Let's recycle us. And that's when she killed him, Your Honor.
Sorry about that. I don't know what that was.
So yeah, we're trying multiple angles because you know, Trevor's all about multiples and different cameras. You know, there's that whole inserting a USB the wrong way three times. He didn't do the thing. It went in right the first time, which is unusual for you, isn't it?
Yes, that's very unusual.
So now we're back to our old camera. Hooray. Anyway, we'll get spinning on. You're going to get the most amazing high def show this evening. So we press forth.
That is what we do.
We got some news?
We do have some news, and we'll get into it. Man, that's grainy as fuck.
Sorry, all guys. Right. You don't want to see all this anyway.
Yeah.
After the new year, we'll have the cameras working.
We'll do something.
Yeah. We'll have the we're going to rearrange a little bit in here and then get this studio decked out, I think, with its little sound clouds, you know. It's a little clappy in here.
Yeah.
A little more curtainy stuff, whatever. Yep. We're going to get this studioized because it's going to be a multi-purpose studio.
Yes.
We have two options. I'll bring it up on air. Craig T's place. He's like, do you guys want to come back?
Okay.
It'll be totally your own thing. Like, well, I was like, I don't know, man. I kind of like where we're at. But I told him, well, if it's, you know, we'll see what it's like. He's like, I got to train my people to do a podcast. And I was like, I know somebody who could train your people.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's the, what do you want from us?
Yeah. Like, I know somebody who could be on your payroll. I might have got you a side hustle.
We can discuss that.
And then, but the other thing is, this is going to be a multifaceted studio.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So the new Fractal's up and ready. It's running. Sounds amazing. So this is going to be the Man Tools and the Okayest Guitar Player.
All right.
Studios. It's going to be awesome.
That's great.
It's going to be great.
The world's okayest. All right. Well, it's driving on with the world's okayest podcast.
That's right. Yes.
We'll get some news.
Yes. That's how we roll.
As you see from the news every day, it pays to be prepared. And there are a few better ways. I wouldn't say there's no better way, but there are a few better ways to be prepared than to get some emergency food from Valley Food Storage by going to prepare.mantoolsmedia.com or using that QR code right under Eric's chin.
That one.
All right. We start with some racism. And you're going to be like, what? At IBM. Wait, what? IBM's racist again?
Again?
Well, they did provide some technology for a certain regime back in the 40s.
It's not a Volkswagen, but nobody remembers that.
So, yeah, this is interesting. Apparently, IBM recently acquired a company called Red Hat. And I'm not exactly sure what this video is, if it's a training thing or some kind of meeting. It is not intended for public consumption, but it has been leaked. So, this is apparently the CEO of IBM, on some kind of meeting with, as you can see on the left, that guy's obviously part of Red Hat. He has the Red Hat hanging up in his background there. And I don't know who this lady is, but they are discussing how their approach to increasing diversity in their workforce. So
we take underrepresented and gender. You got to move both forward.
And by underrepresented, he means racial groups.
By a percentage, that leads to a plus on your bonus. By the way, if you lose, you lose part of your bonus.
So he's talking about his recruiters, the recruiters at IBM.
Right.
So I'll let him keep going.
To finesse this. So for blacks, we should try to get towards 13-point-something%. On Hispanics, you got to get into the mid-teens. So let me.
So they want their workforce to completely mirror the percentages of each United group.
States.
Yes.
The populace.
The population at large.
Got it.
And in order to force that to happen, they're going to bonus recruiters that do that bring in more of the needed ethnic groups and genders, and knock down bonuses for people that are bringing in the wrong. So in other words, if you're a recruiter and you bring in some whites,
you're not getting a bonus.
No bonus for that. And as he puts it here, you bring in some Asians even.
Asians in the U.S. are not an underrepresented minority in a tech company.
James O'Keefe here.
Okay.
Which, last I checked, that's called discrimination and racism.
Yeah.
It doesn't stop being racism. I love these new modern definitions because they're like, it can't be racism unless it's from the group that's in power. It's like, that's not part of the definition. Power is not part of the definition Mm-mm. of racism. It can totally be racism. Also, it's arguable that whites are still in power in a lot of ways.
I wouldn't know.
You know what I mean?
I wouldn't know. I'm brown on paper because even I've subscribed to Tubi and you have to put your name in there. So half of my commercials are in Spanish.
I get Spanish commercials somehow too. I don't know.
It works out.
Roku channel somehow serves them to me. And I'm like, what
I'm is down. This? Like it helps with, you know, learning how to say I need some Colgate.
Yeah.
Much to say on this. So much to say, but let's just put it like this. Corporate America, you've lost your fucking minds. And if you are trying to create some sort of equality across the board, or at this point it's more like strategic ass covering for some political social justice warrior who might come after you at some point, so you can just say in some YouTube video, no, we represent exactly the same amount of diversity as the United States population.
I don't get how that, I don't get why that's the goal even.
So what you're telling me is you don't want the most well-trained, smartest, and best people for the jobs, regardless of age, sex, gender, whatever.
Right.
You just need to fill seats.
With certain types of people.
Regardless.
Yes.
So what's going to happen here is... you are because the Asian population is not an underrepresented group in tech companies. You don't want more of people whose proclivities or whose schooling or training interests. Or background and are in the tech side and really would love to have that job.
Because here's another thing that you end up getting towards. What if the wrong people are the only ones interested? Are you going to start forcing?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's very strange.
We just need warm bodies that fit a certain.
And they also can never really explain why diversity is a good thing.
Well, that I one, mean, that
it,
one
not comic, in concrete. Like, no,
that one comic said it best. He's like, I can't remember the guy's name. He said, so they're, you know, the airlines are getting diversity in pilots. So you don't want the best pilots. You need to fill the seats with a certain type of person.
Yeah.
Okay. I'd rather land safely.
I would too. Yeah.
I'd rather not crash into, you know, some, I'm definitely not saying that a woman pilot would be worse. In fact, on, because it's a male dominated sport, every plane ride I've had with a female captain, that poor chick had to work double duty. There was like, you know, turbulence, avoided it, landing, nailed it, like had to, you know what I mean? You know exactly what I mean. So I'm like, no, she could do the job. She did it. I landed safely.
And that should be the goal. And in the case of IBM, it should be to make whatever they make now.
Right.
I don't know when the last time I saw an IBM computer was.
What do you guys even do over there?
But yeah. Well, more racism. this time from a city mayor in Boston. The mayor up there decided to throw electeds of color Christmas. Well, sorry, holiday. They don't do Christmas parties anymore. Holiday party. And then accidentally sent it to all that worked in the city.
by the way, you're not invited.
And then was like, they apologized, but their apology was, oops, we didn't mean to send it to everybody. It wasn't we're sorry that we decided to have a no whites allowed party. It was, oh, sorry, whites, we didn't mean to send you the invitation.
At least they were honest. At least they were honest.
So, yeah.
good for you, Boston, for being honest.
The mayor's name there is Wu. That's her last name. A Wu administration official on behalf of the mayor mistakenly sent all Boston city councilors an email Tuesday inviting them to a holiday party that was meant exclusively for, quote, electeds of color, prompting an apology and mixed reactions. Denise Dos Santos, the mayor's director of city council relations, told the body's honorable members that on behalf of Mayor Michelle Wu, she was cordially inviting each of them and a guest to the Electeds of Color holiday party on Wednesday, December 13th, blah, blah, blah. Approximately 15 minutes later, DeSanto sent out a follow-up email to city councilors apologizing for the prior email, which was apparently only meant for those who were invited.
Dumb bitch. One reply all.
And I guess the current city council is made up of 7 white council members and 6 who are, quote, of color. Yeah.
Okay. Whatever.
What a strange.
So that shouldn't be how. Oh, I don't want to go down this road. That shouldn't be how you delineate your city council. Your city council should be delineated into whatever boroughs your city is, and then a representative from each of those boroughs. So perhaps from certain boroughs where people live, you may get somebody of that certain ethnicity, but then you're all represented.
If you're going and with any work related thing, the general thing is you invite everybody that fits into a work group.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You don't go.
If it's for the executive staff, then it's the executive staff's right. Christmas
And if you're
party.
Not in that, then you
if
don't.
It's for the,
and there's,
if it's for
there's
the
generally
staff,
no heartburn about like,
there's no heartburn like, about that.
I'm just not
because
part of that group.
I'd be in the custodial staff. Those motherfuckers are going to party hardier. So I'm down with that.
Yeah.
I don't want to go. So when I throw my Christmas party, I'm going to invite me. Right. And then I'm going to send those two idiots to go to bowling or something by themselves. That's funny shit.
And on to some federal political fun. Last week, Hunter Biden was subpoenaed by Congress. Didn't show up to the hearing, but instead, I think it was Representative Swalwell, who is famous for farting on camera while being interviewed, reserved this spot at Capitol Hill, but not in the hearing, for him to give a press conference.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah. So.
Film at 11.
Yeah. After snubbing a formal subpoena from House lawmakers Wednesday, President Joe Biden's son Hunter gave an embarrassing performance at a press conference justifying his decision. House Republicans, Hunter claimed in front of the Capitol, belittled my recovery. He's a drug addict. And they have tried to dehumanize me. No, your laptop did all that. All to embarrass my father, who has devoted his entire life to public service. Yeah. For 6 years, I have been a target of an unrelenting Trump attack team. Where's Hunter? Well, here's my answer. I am here. And by the way, the consequences for not showing up to a congressional subpoena is referral to the Department of Justice, which of course is run by his dad. Ultimately,
I mean,
you know, the people running it are appointed by his dad. So I really doubt anything so of consequence.
So our old bail bonds buddy over there, Bobby Brown's not going to be sitting.
I don't believe so. No.
That would be an episode of Dog the Bounty Hunter. I would love standing over Hunter. Hunter, bro, you got to find Jesus.
The hunter becomes the hunted.
Oh, that would be a great episode title. Nice job. So dumb.
And then the flip side is this thing. I don't know if you heard about this, but
yep, this is some fucked.
Here in Colorado, our state Supreme Court decided to remove Trump from the primary ballot. I'm very confused about whether or not this also applies to the general, but then basically said that they're staying their own decision until the Supreme Court weighs in. So it's like, wait, what?
You're telling us not, it doesn't matter who I vote for. It doesn't matter. We've, if you follow all the episodes, oh, fuck, I just tell you, I don't vote in the presidential election because it doesn't count. Because I register as Republican because I own small businesses. So locally that helps me out a lot. So my vote doesn't actually count. Yours doesn't either. It will go toward whatever you're registered as. That's where it's going to swing. But what you're saying is the fundamental problem here is, Trevor, you do not have the option to vote for the orange one. That's not right.
No, it's not.
That is not right. If I want to vote for the black one, the purple one, or the orange one, I should be able to do any of those things that I want to do.
Well, and what's very interesting is, so they point to, I believe it's the 13th Amendment, which was an amendment created after the Civil War, basically to prevent someone like Robert E. Lee. That's what it was for. It was not, and it's been used and misused over the years for a number of situations, including this one. Now, one of the things in there that makes it murky, and I'm not a lawyer, I'm just from the stuff I've read, this is my understanding. So the 13th Amendment says, if you've committed insurrection, mm-hmm. Well, the court said, even though as a matter of law, he has not been convicted of insurrection, here's Webster's Dictionary's definition, and we believe that that counts.
No. Okay. So if that's true, then listen up, fuckers. If that's true, then Webster's definition of gender is also true.
Yeah.
No more. Yeah. No more fucking around. You guys want to go for this, Democrats? You want to lay down your fucking hypocrisy? That goes for Republicans too. You guys are all jackasses.
Everyone's horrible.
All of you guys should have a job.
But
if that definite, if that's what your that's your litmus test.
So then it says anyone that did that is not cannot hold. I believe the language is hold one of these cannot be an officer of the United States. Yeah. And then it has a list that does not include president. But they went, well, it's not an all inclusive list. You know what I mean? Those are just examples. Dictionary says, it's like, what? It's very confusing and very strange. Here's my prediction. The Supreme Court will weigh in and it'll be resolved before, I hope before primary season kicks off too hard. You know what I mean? Iowa caucuses are coming up like next week, two weeks from now.
It's going to be just like the list, the island list.
Oh, you think they're never going to resolve it?
Oh, no. The judge said we're going to release it and gave everybody just enough time to get the bribes in. So the 147 people on the list, and when we get it in January, the 15 people on this list that couldn't afford to bribe this judge.
Right, but in the Supreme Court case, though, they're going to have to – there's only two options. It's a binary choice. Either he's on the fucking ballot or he's not.
Right.
So there is no whittling it down. It's either
he's in there or he's not going to be in there.
They're going to have to get it done.
Enough time to where they're going to get their way.
Yeah, I don't know. It's wild. It's insane. And here's, like I said, I'm not a lawyer, but I hit my leg playing with my nuts and bolts. There's a, I still have the piece of wood that's supposed to go under there. We could put it back on.
You're all right. I'm just,
I was considering trying to mount that thing under there somehow. And I kind of started looking at it and I was like, that's not going to work. Anyways, here's what's wild. A couple of people have called this unprecedented, and that's not true.
It's not true.
The election of 1860, 10 states in the South refused to put Abraham Lincoln on their ballot.
Right.
A year later, we were in what was called the Civil War.
2025 is going to be awesome.
So...
Sorry, isn't Apophis going to hit us in 2029?
Oh, well,
fuck it. Like, we're all toast anyway.
Yep. I don't know. It's wild. Wild, wild. And one state that, well, you know what? We'll skip this one. We can, unless you really want to get into that. Do you care about vegans in California?
Yeah, because I hate vegans.
Okay, well, let's do it.
I have one prejudice, folks. One, two. Vegans and CrossFitters.
So and one state that's already like the lieutenant governor or whatever has directed the attorney general to try to follow suit with Colorado. It's like awesome. Oh, and that dumb bitch put, last I checked, part of the requirements were to be 40 years old and not have committed an insurrection. And I was like, you mean 35?
Like
the age told. That up. Anyways.
Anyways. So she got both of them wrong.
Yeah. California, which is rife with vegan-only restaurants, well, they're being forced to put meat back on the menu or go out of business.
So forced by the...
The market.
Market, not the government.
Correct.
Which is fine.
Yep.
Which is how it works.
So many restaurants tried to go the vegan-only route over the last few years, but it turns out that even in California, the people really like their animal products. One popular chain, by the way, if you're vegan, you cannot call your restaurant this, Burger Lords.
No. And if you're also vegan, you can't be watching this show on an LCD screen. So,
in Los Angeles, nearly put themselves out of business by going vegan in 2020.
Good.
The landscape was much different when we opened 8 years ago, says co-owner Frederick Guerrero. My brother Max, then a partner in the restaurant, and I were scared to open an all-vegan restaurant. When COVID hit, we said screw it and decided it was time. It's a good, strange time to.
Also good. Yeah. Good for you that you actually survived that shit because some of us didn't.
Yeah.
However,
we felt like we had to open the restaurant up to more people, but we also saw a lot of vegan restaurants throwing in the towel. So they added meat and stopped being a vegan restaurant.
There you go. That's what you do. Look, if you only sell Les Pauls, you're not going to sell only Les Pauls. You got to have Fenders and Tellys in there too. You can't be a purist.
Yep.
Unless you're, you know, I don't know. Let's just face it. Like, if you're going to be a restaurant, offer options or, you know, go out of business.
Yeah.
It's just the way it is.
That is about it.
There's no way in hell. I mean, don't get me wrong. I will enjoy some vegan meals. Food's good.
Sometimes.
There's some eggplant shit that's really delicious. Just saying. That one downtown where Tony's used to be. I don't know if you remember Tony's. But it's like I tried one of their vegan thingies. And I was like, ah, that's pretty tasty. I mean, it was all like potatoes and fucking eggplant. And, you know, I was like, yeah. This is a salad.
Yeah.
That's cool. Salad. And then, you know, I came home and made a steak. It was...
Yes. My brother, for a brief period, was, I don't know what they were doing. They were eating a lot of vegetarian stuff, and I came over to their house and had dinner, and I guess there was no meat in it, and it was fine. But I came home and he was very offended to learn that I cooked a bunch of scrambled eggs and burger patties and ate those after I got home. I'm like, I have to get my protein. I don't care, dude.
So like, where does protein powder come from?
Well, if it's whey, it comes from cows. Mm-hmm. If it's casein, it comes from cows. Obviously, if it's beef protein, it comes from cows.
And
egg protein comes from chickens.
Yep. And one of the biggest ones that comes out of Southern California, one of the big companies, mealworms.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. I'm super
interesting.
Why aren't you vegans eating that? Like, well, you don't want to hurt mealworms? Like,
yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. But there was an uprising about that shit. And I was like, I don't care. It's powder and it tastes like chocolate. I'm good.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's food. You ever been hungry?
Although I would want it honestly labeled. You know what I mean? Mm. Call it what it is. You it know, is. Don't sneak it. Crustacean. No. No. Like, oh, crabs. Neat.
No. 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 I mean, what was that? What was that fucking show? Snowpiercer, the book.
Oh, the good book. The train made, that runs all the time.
They made a shitty movie about it, and then.
And then an okay show.
The show was actually a lot better than the movie. But the whole time they were feeding them cockroaches or whatever, I'm like, yeah, that's what you do if there's nothing left.
Yeah.
I would totally set up a cockroach farm and make fucking jelly sandwiches out of whatever. I don't care. Food's food
at that point.
Get a little strawberry flavor, you know, a little chocolate flavor sauce.
Well, my general rule is no insects are not on the menu for me unless it's a survival situation.
Yeah, for sure.
But then they're totally on the menu. Well,
that whole PETA thing, like, where do you draw the line? You ever seen that fucking billboard?
Well, and they draw it beyond the rabbit. I'm like, no, I'd eat the rabbit.
No, I eat the rabbit, too. It's right there. Rabbit's good. Hassenpfeffer. So with all the joking aside, though, being carnivorous, I would prefer either hunted meat or 4-H meat or one of the local restaurants. And I don't want to shout them out, but there's one out back, and then there's one that's kind of chill. They source from local and regional ranchers.
Mm.
So they get contracts to do that. So that's pretty legit. I do not eat veal.
Yeah.
It's a waste of there's one meal in that thing when you could have had 400 meals. Like, yeah, I don't like that shit. I don't like that, but there's my line, I guess.
Yeah.
Mm. All right. I'm super hungry. That's why we're talking about food.
Let's get into some cool stuff.
Not veal.
No, not veal.
Not a big fan of lamb either. Let's let it grow up and have more meals. It is time for cool stuff. Cool stuff cool is brought stuff. To you by...
Top Extracts Kratom.
Is it?
That's according to their video we played last week or 2 weeks ago. Kratom.
Yeah, I got to tell you about last week.
Check them out at kratom.mantoolsmedia.com or use that awesome QR code right under Eric's chin.
Let me out.
So we start with, I think this is amazing. This is, guys, if you are dating, I totally encourage you to do this.
I also don't encourage you to be dating.
But check this out. This is great.
Is it going to be one check or two checks?
Am I going to like it tonight?
Not at all.
Two checks.
And she's just like, two checks? All right, that's cool. Good for you, sister.
Am I getting lucky tonight? Not at all.
Two checks.
Yeah. Yep. I hate to be too blunt, but I mean, you are kind of, I don't know, I've taken shit from women for saying this in the past, but it's all prostitution.
In one form or another.
So
it's a transactionary agreement. Now, here's the thing. Let's put this into context. They probably met on one of the places where it's assumed that by doing this this little intricate dance, that the other intricate dance will happen, right? So let's put that in there for him. If not, if this is like a date thing to get to know each other, I will say this. Mantool says, you know, you pay for the date because you're a dude. If you're engaging in something you're like interested in, you're like, oh, this is dinner and a movie and a thing, like we're dating, like we're going to go out on dates and get to know each other, then, you know, this doesn't happen. However, particularly their age group, it is not that.
Right.
Those, you guys in that age group don't even practice or have never even learned the tools for a long-term relationship. The only thing you've ever figured out is the breakup recovery. Like, those are the only tools you have in your toolbox. So let's not give this dude shit. Let's not give her shit either, because maybe, you know, she wasn't into him.
Yeah.
So fair's fair.
Cool.
Equality amongst the sexes. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then one of my favorite people, Jordan Peterson.
Are we going to go to his thing when it comes through town next year?
We can, sure.
Yeah, we got to go.
He's talking about rats here. And relating it to boys.
It's so true.
To deprive rats of the ability to, of the opportunity to engage in rough and tumble play, they show prefrontal cortical developmental deficits and manifest behaviors that are akin to attention deficit disorder, which you can then treat with Ritalin. And so one of the things that's happening with boys, because they're more dosed with attention deficit disorder medication than girls, is that their natural proclivity to engage in robust and troublesome active play isn't appropriate for a school environment where you're just supposed to sit down and shut up. And so the kids get hyperactive. And instead of letting them out to run around until they fall over half exhausted, which is exactly what you should do, you know, you medicate them so that their exploratory systems, which are the activity of which is facilitated by the dopaminergic agonist, that's the ADHD medication, suppresses the play function.
Yep.
Yep. So instead of doping your kid with Ritalin, let's let them have recess.
Mm-hmm.
One in the morning, one in the afternoon, and then lunch. Why not that?
Or even follow the the Army school model. I mean, I don't know. Maybe this is taking a little too far. Maybe not a full-blown recess, but the Army's general rule when we were in schools was 50 minutes of instruction followed by 10 minutes of break.
Sure.
So,
I mean, as an adult,
it ends up being an hour.
But we're talking
about, and that was more to accommodate smokers, to be honest.
Fair.
But I could see in a classroom with kids.
I mean, that should be college.
Going for a college level, for a stretch of time, and then going, all right, you guys, maybe, and like I said, maybe not a full blown like go outside recess, but
take a walk around the halls. Just
run around for a minute. Don't break anything.
You do. Nah. Needs, yeah.
Something, you know what I mean? Something. Gavin McInnes, who I'm also a big fan of, says that until middle school, it should just be recess with the option to learn. And he's like, girls and nerds will sit there and learn stuff and, you know, do the boring thing. And he's like, and the boys that aren't nerds will run around like chickens with their head cut off and just burn off energy.
Yep.
And probably won't be any dumber.
Not likely.
Yeah. It's like, okay. I don't know. And then finally, in cool stuff, do you know what happens when you act like a real man with a woman?
Yep.
Well, she turns into a real woman. Check this out. This is a feminist who went on a date with a masculine man, and now she's just wants to be Susie Homemaker.
Guys, I went on a date this week and I felt the feminism leaving my body. I live on the east side of LA, and if you don't know what that means, it's sort of like the artsier part of LA, you know? It's people say it's like Brooklyn and New York. Like, so I go on dates with a lot of men and women who, you know, live over here. There's always a negotiation about who pays, and that's great. I like to pay for people, all that. But what I will say is that I sort of fell into going on a date with the most guy's guy I've ever been on a date with. And he's from West, you know, Santa Monica. He's a bro, right? A guy's guy is usually not my type. Like, I cannot remember the last time that I went on a date with like a straight bro's bro. You know what I'm saying? But it befell me. It befell me in an organic fashion. So I'm on this date with this guy, and the thing about a guy's guy is he's putting his card down. He's paying for everything. And I really just, it sort of activated something feral in me, I'm not gonna lie. We went to like another bar, and he was gonna go to the bathroom, so I was getting prepared to pay for our drinks because he's been paying all night. Of course I'm gonna pay for the next round. But as he's going to leave for the bathroom, he turns to me and he hands me his credit card, and he goes,
"Ooh, I don't know about that, fella.
Get us whatever." It might be time for me to get away from all these, you know, liberal snowflakes on the east side.
All right, so that headline grabbed me and I didn't actually watch the video. I think this boils more down to she likes getting stuff paid for.
I just had this conversation with a gentleman earlier today. I said we're too nice of guys, and we have that nurturing, protective nature and provide and protect and profess sort of thing that we, you know, and he's getting screwed over, and I'm like, join the club, bro.
Yeah.
I'm like, welcome. I'll give you your membership card right now. And he's like, well, how did you deal with it? I'm like, best thing I can tell you is harbor that shit and stop doing it, because they'll come around and then you can say no and then they'll be sad.
Yeah. That's
the only thing you can do.
Yep.
I want to use you some more. Well, and I said, it's really not their fault. Cause like she said, something feral hit me. I'm pretty sure she meant Jungian, but something deep in the recesses of that DNA to, you know, be provided for and protected.
Yeah.
And yeah, I bet that did light you up. Guys out there, find the right chickie and do that for them.
Yes. The right.
Look at Trevor's life. Fucking amazing.
Don't hand a stranger your credit card on a date.
From the east side. Who calls the east side Brooklyn? I'm like,
Well, we're going to pay some bills. And when we come back, we will talk about what's pissing, well, me anyways, off. So stay tuned.
Welcome to Moongada. The first underwear where the front pouch isn't one size fits all. Moongada offers four different pouch sizes, allowing proper support and superior comfort for an active lifestyle. This also provides a sexier appearance. Moongada is the closest thing to tailored, fitted underwear without me sending one of these guys to your house. Owned and operated by a disabled veteran. Committed to making amazing men's underwear forever cut and sewn in the USA. Carpe Noctem at Moongada Lifestyle. Use the code MANTOOLS for 20% off.
At Noble Gold Investments, we protect our clients' financial futures by giving them a safe and easy way to invest in a gold IRA and other precious metals. We carry gold, silver, palladium, and platinum. And unlike other gold companies, we emphasize the security of talking to a warm body who is an expert in this field at Noble Gold Investments. Visit our website.
gold.mantoolsmedia.com.
Can you believe the bullshit Chevy's putting in their spots lately? Fucking A. I guess it goes to show you what years of frustration will do. Because for the last 12 years, Ford has built the best-selling truck in America, Ford F-150. Ford also builds the best-selling compact pickup, Ford Ranger. So if you want fucking stunts, see a fucking movie. But if it's America's number one trucks you want, piss on Chevy. Go see your Ford dealer. now.
Fuck off, you son of a bitch.
All right. And before we get our panties in a bunch, you can avoid getting your panties in a bunch by going to moongottalifestyle.com using the code MANTOOLS to get 20% off of some of the, I'd have to say, it's the best underwear I've ever had.
Hands in the pants.
So, we're going to start with what's pissing me off are the, you know, we haven't talked about them in a while, but the you need to use my pronouns people.
Excuse me, it's man.
Especially when they're like this.
My pronouns aren't preferred. They are mandatory.
Oh, this guy's response is
how
great.
How the fuck am I supposed to know when I'm only meeting someone on the go and I'm not allowed to guess by how they look or how they dress or by what they got that's going on below? See, on this topic, I'm a little gray. When meeting someone new, what do I say? Because if I have to start our talk asking if you have a cock, then you're not my kind of person anyway.
Word.
And just one more little thing before I'm gone. Respect is earned, it's not demanded in a song. If you want to be a she or a they, a zer, a z, good for you, but you can't make me play along.
There you go.
How about cultivate a relationship with the individual and then figure out how they feel, and if you have mutual respect.
Well, what's amazing is with someone like this, I can tell immediately that it's not worth cultivating a relationship.
There it is.
Yep. Now, here's the other thing that's pissing me off lately. Female privilege. So we're going to start with this, which is sold to you as a heartfelt story of grit and just like, oh, she made it. But when you hear my take on it, you might change your mind about that.
Oh, wait. Is this the 12 mile?
Yes.
Oh, I watched this.
So you can see there's a...
Army Captain Sarah Cudd would not give up during the final moments of the grueling 12-mile foot march to achieve her expert field medical badge at Fort Dix in New Jersey.
Here's my problem. To earn that badge, shouldn't really get to this point. You should be in the kind of shape where this isn't a problem.
So what you're saying,
or at
is,
least not that kind of a problem.
What you're saying is that in order to receive the thing, you have to do the bare minimum.
Yeah, which she does. I mean, she finishes.
Okay, good. My only problem with this, my biggest problem with this, is why was the fucking news there?
I don't know.
You know what I mean? Like, why are we?
Well,
why is this a news story?
I don't know that the news was there. This appears to be a social media
video
that they ran.
Why is this news? Somebody did the thing they were supposed to do.
It's a girl power thing. Like I said, female privilege. If that was a man, it wouldn't be, come on, you know, like positive motivation. It would be, get the fuck up, you piece of shit.
Move your ass, you lazy cocksucker. Move it. Yep.
So, I mean, I don't want to shit on her for, I mean, she's
got your badge. You did.
She
the thing.
Did the thing.
You did it. Good.
And it However, took, it took a lot job. Of grit and heartache and
yes.
But
nobody does a puff piece on an oil rigger. Like nobody does a puff piece, you know, on somebody doing their job, like at a cannery.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like that would be the worst, absolute worst reality TV show ever. It's like your shitty job. It's just some dude. you know, working at a factory, putting together microchips or something like that.
Yeah.
Puff piece.
Well, and then here's some more female privilege. The 30 by 30 initiative for policing. This is a, well, I'll just kind of read the thing. And I wish I could find a good video, but it was all, I don't know, department specific, and it wasn't quite what I was looking for. But anyways, background on the 30 by 30 initiative, and we'll get to why it's named that here in a second. Currently, women make up only 12% of sworn officers and 3% of police leadership in the U.S.
Well, okay. because you have to work through to become leadership.
Sure.
So that number should just, we'll just, yeah.
But the complaint is the, be, well, they're both complaints, but it starts with the first number. And again, this comes back to what they're getting at is, well, if they're roughly 50% of the population, why aren't they 50% of the cops? Well,
what is the what is the population of criminals?
Also, they keep using the word police, but I'm going to use the broader word law enforcement, which includes the word force. Enforcement, which you can feel however you want about police using force, but that is their job, is to
enforce,
basically force us to follow the rules.
That's the only job they should have, to enforce the rule of law.
This underrepresentation of women in policing undermines public safety. Research shows women officers use less force. Not true. They go to the gun almost right away. Anytime they're faced with violence, and less excessive force, which again, are named in fewer complaints and lawsuits. That's probably true because they're scared of the gender issues. Yes. Whoever might be suing them. Are perceived by communities as being more honest and compassionate. I don't know about that. And I don't know how you could quantify that if you know, see better outcomes for crime victims, especially in sexual assault cases.
And yeah,
I could see that. I could see that. So cool. Have them do that job.
That 12% of crimes that is, you know,
and make, and I don't get this, and they make fewer discretionary arrests. So they are less likely to make an arrest based on their own discretion, I guess. I don't know. But the 30 by 30 initiative is a coalition of police leaders, researchers, blah, blah, blah. Here's what I want to get to, where the name comes from. Our ultimate goal is to increase the representation of women in police recruit classes by 30% or to 30% by 2030, and to ensure police policies and culture intentionally support the success. Now, here's where they have one of these diametrically opposed things: the success of qualified women officers. Well, if you're pushing it by gender, you're automatically going to be undermining some qualifications. That's the only way that that happens.
Every time. How about let people do the jobs they want to do?
Meritocracy is king or queen. But especially with a job like policing or firefighting or paramedics, I want whoever is the fucking best. And if that's straight white males, great. If it's transgender Asian hookers,
all that being that's said, fine then too. Yeah, then I don't that's care. The best. All that being said, if that's the qualification, and I'm just talking for myself, if I'm put in a situation where it's a fight or flight response, with a peace officer, well, you know, with an enforcer. I'm just going to say that. With somebody enforcing something, called security guard, whatever. And let's say I'm a criminal, right? And I know that this, I mean, it's all out there in the world that it's an affirmative action situation where there's this chick who's now, I'm just going to knock her in the noggin and run. But if it's the best person for the job type situation, I'm going to think twice before I might fuck with that bitch, because she might whoop my ass in some judo shit that I don't know. Speaking hyperbole, but
yep. Well, then finally we have this is amazing. I love this guy. Whoever this guy is awesome. we've shown some clips from this show before, the Whatever podcast.
Yeah.
They get into it.
They get into it
deep. This is wild. So this guy is basically confronting an OnlyFans girl.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll see.
A lot of things will be hard for you to comprehend. That's why you're in sex work, because you can't offer value in the marketplace.
What the fuck?
Don't worry, I'm not really talking to you. I'm speaking against you as a symbol.
A symbol of what?
A symbol of a declining society where people lack values.
Mm-hmm.
So the point is this. If you had IQ and skills to offer to the marketplace, you can earn a good income. Being that the most valuable thing about you is something that you never earned. You didn't earn knowledge. You didn't earn skills. It's your breasts that you paid for and your butthole. So you offer that to earn money, which is to say, if I took your brain and placed your brain into a man's body, you would be in poverty.
Yep. I'm just good for nothing. Yep, you can't.
No, you are good for something. That's why you have only
the one thing.
That's my point. Is that that's what you're good for.
I gotta watch that one more, because the one the poor girl, I mean, I just feel bad for her, just because I feel bad for people, but especially people who use words that they don't know what they mean. She's like, I feel like you guys are super misogynistic, and he goes, define misogyny. And she started crying and laughed. If you're gonna use a word, know what it means.
Yeah.
So yeah.
But look, for the most part, he's right.
If you put your brain, anybody.
Here's the point I want to make too. You with women, she's what, a 7-ish scale of 1 to 10?
Sure.
That's where I'd rate her. There's a market for threes. With women on OnlyFans, you know what I mean?
Yeah, they've had like the fucking Optimus Prime bitch.
If you sit there, yeah. if you sit there and diddle yourself on OnlyFans and you're a lady, you know, you can make some kind of money. But for dudes, and this is why I'm getting at the female privilege thing. And yes, I get it. That's because the market is guys. And we're pigs. Sure.
Given.
But we definitely do not have the privilege, for the most part, of being able to go, here's my balls and here's my butthole. Give me money.
Nobody wants to see that.
We have to garner some kind of skills and intelligence and knowledge at something.
Not obviously not this podcast, but... but in order to cultivate any sort of female interaction, we have to have that je ne sais quoi that they're looking for.
It's like Chris Rock says, only, how does he word it? Something like, only babies and puppies get unconditional.
It's true.
I think it's women and children is what he says, get unconditional love. If you're a man, even if you're being loved, there's always a, yeah, but what are you providing?
What are you bringing?
Yep.
What do you got? Yeah, so pretty much. And as, you know, as long as you're used to it, maybe figure out, find somebody that doesn't want that much.
All right. Let's, I think we're going to skip sports because we're running long, and we'll get into some, the week in his story. All right. The week in history, as always, is brought to you by Smith & Bradley Men's Watches. I'm wearing one right now. That's how I knew it was time to be here and do this. So get yourself a quality men's watch by going to smithandbradley.mantoolsmedia.com or using that QR code right below Eric's chin. This week in history, we start with kind of a tragic thing. December 23rd, 1921. Nope, I read way ahead. December 21st, 1945. General George S. Patton dies at the age of 60 after being injured, puts it mildly. He was paralyzed, all kinds of internal injuries. And then he lived for like days or weeks. It was pretty rough. And it was the kind of thing, at least assuming the movie about it was accurate, where they had to have him in like that traction that rotates around periodically to like keep blood from pooling in places. Fucking horrifying. And then there's the conspiracy thing that it was a murder. I don't know. He was a controversial figure during World War II and then during the Reconstruction after, and certainly could have had some kind of political future.
But they did not want that.
Would have been interesting to see a President Patton.
Yeah. They did not want that.
So, and I'm not going to go so far as to say that that's definitely he was murdered or anything like that, but there's some things that could indicate that. Who knows? A tragedy nonetheless, because he was definitely an American original, one of a kind for sure. Let's see, December 22nd, 2001. A passenger on American Airlines Flight 63 from Paris, Richard Reed, unsuccessfully attempts to destroy the plane in flight by igniting explosives, which he had hidden in his shoes. This is why now when you go through TSA, you have to take off your fucking shoes, unless you paid them.
Unless you pay them. Then you can do pre-check.
Got the pre-check. So
act accordingly.
Yep. Let's see, December 23rd, 1921. President Warren G. Harding frees socialist Eugene Debs and 23 other political prisoners. Why do I bring up Eugene Debs in particular? Well, we are living in an era where dissidents are being prevented from being on ballots. And Eugene Debs is a case where you can point to. He was a anti-World War One socialist, which is what landed him in federal prison, that's a whole other story. He was literally put in prison for opposing the war. And then ran for president from prison because that does not disqualify. When he got out, I don't think he could vote in presidential elections anymore.
Nope.
But he could run while he was there. And then once he wasn't a threat, Harding pardoned him. let's see, December 24th, 1968. The first pictures of an Earthrise over the moon are seen as the crew of Apollo 8 orbits the moon. Interestingly, I was just watching a video of Neil deGrasse Tyson talking about this. The astronauts, did a radio broadcast back to Earth.
Oh, and
during this,
they read Genesis.
Some lady in charge of a group of atheists sued because they were government officials. And even Neil deGrasse Tyson, who is an atheist, was like, did you strap yourself to a rocket and do this thing that no one had ever done before? Were the chances of you dying were probably greater than ever of you making home. It through.
So maybe.
Maybe shut the fuck up. If that's what it stirred them to do, because they didn't do it as part of. It wasn't like the government told them, oh, and then when you get around the moon, go ahead and read this passage. They were just like, this is incredible.
Here we are. Let's do the thing.
So, yeah. Let's see.
And by the way, if you notice. Right there, it pure as daylight, right? Pure as a girl.
It's obviously a half dome.
The girl
it's not round or flat. It's a half dome.
It's a half dome. You guys can't see that. It's a half dome. So it's north, 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 south, 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 west, west, west.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right.
Pure as a girl before prom night.
Let's see. December 25th, 1776.
I know what happened.
Sneaky bastard.
This guy. Everybody's over there having their Christmas crackers, which if you don't know what I'm talking about, look it up. It's actually fun. I tried to get some this year for Christmas because they're fun.
Yeah.
And drinking their tea. And he snuck over on everybody's day off.
Well, in the case of who he was going after, I'm sure they were drinking beer because they were Prussian or Hessian mercenaries from Germany.
Yeah. So they're over there, you know, on their day off. He makes all of his guys on their one day off to go over there.
Yes. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Fucking dick.
And America's workforce, PTO, was born.
Of course, General George Washington crossed the Delaware with 5,400 troops during the American Revolution. Washington hoped to surprise a Hessian force celebrating Christmas at their winter quarters in Trenton, New Jersey, which I would imagine he did because this was back in the time where they did almost nothing at night when it came to war because you can't fucking see.
Yep. Well, they only
unless you do something that lights up everything, and then guess what? They can see too. So you don't necessarily have an advantage there. And they literally didn't do war on Christmas. That was like a thing.
The only reason the Americans won is because we did some really shady shit.
Kind of sneaky.
Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't march in straight lines and let the just shoot us. Stuff like that.
arguably modern guerrilla warfare was what this was all invented on Christmas. Well, before that, but I'm just saying.
Yes. Let's see. December 26, 2006. Former President Gerald Ford dies at the age of 93. Fun fact, Ford was has been at least so far, the only unelected president in America's history.
He was also a big, you know, influence on Homer Simpson.
Yeah. Yeah. And finally, December 27th, 2004, radiation reaches Earth from the brightest extrasolar event ever witnessed, an explosion of magnetar SGR 1806-20. I don't know exactly what a magnetar is, but
a magnetar is an amazing star that has collapsed in on itself. It is millions of times more dense, and the radiation is ridiculous. The gravity is outrageous. It's a phenomenal thing.
Well, it reached here and it wasn't in our solar system. So
had it been any closer, we would all be fucking microwave dinners.
That's
if we didn't have the Oort cloud around our solar system.
That's pretty wild,
right? We would literally be microwave dinners, like poof. So when all your phone calls drop that day, that's why.
Well, that unfortunately brings us not only to the end of the week in history, but also to the end of our show.
That's it, everybody. Done for the day. So with that being said, like, thank you for watching and or listening. Thanks to all of our sponsors. Find them at sponsors.mantoolsmedia.com. And if you are a member of our locals, which you should be.
Skip that because I want to fix the camera before we do this.
That's what I thought. Yeah, get on our locals. Just go to it. Check it out. Go to mantoolsmedia.com. Check out our locals. Members only content is on there. It's full of super fun stuff. You also get deals on our merch. Our merch is at merch.mantoolsmedia.com. You get free shipping on our Facebook group and 20% off if you're a Locals member. We are on the web at mantoolsmedia.com. Our social is links.co/mantoolsmedia. We will be back next week in the new year.
No, it's not quite.
Not quite.
After Christmas, but not in the new year.
After Christmas.
No. Tiny.
That's your favorite one.
Well, I finally got the bright idea. I numbered them, so I go week by week, so I don't play the same song like two weeks in a row. Yeah.
It's all good. They're all good songs.
Yeah.
I know the guy who made them.
He's all right.
He's okay. He's okay.
One might even say he's the okayest.
Yes. Yes. See, we've been doing this long enough. You actually get in there. That's so good. Well, I don't have a lot to say other than stuff and things. Things and stuff. It's been fun.
Enjoy your Christmas.
Yeah, everybody, you know, happy Christmas. We'll see you before the new year, which is fun. You got big plans for Christmas, buddy? I know you invited me over, but I got another thing I got to do.
We've got... I'm kind of glad you said no. Not because it's you, but because of the number of people.
Oh, boy.
My parents are coming. My mother-in-law is going to be there. And then one of Carolyn's aunts and cousins. And then, of course, our kids. So I don't know what number. Where everybody's going to sit. 10-ish? Yeah. I don't know. We're...
Well, will there be a cocktail fest afterwards, or is it just dinner?
But mostly just dinner because the elders aren't really into cocktails. Carolyn doesn't drink.
Oh, well, then so, there it is. Not coming. See? There it is. I'm house sitting and working while house sitting because the doggos over there don't do well on their own.
Mm-hmm.
So I very happily volunteered because I'm the only dude the doggo doesn't want to bite and murder. He's like, oh, Mr. Eric, I love you so much, you're the best. He says I have a firm hand and a stern voice. He respects my authority. He does. So yeah, that'll be fun. I think it's let's see, what's for Christmas dinner, bud?
I don't know yet. We love to do prime rib, but I was telling Carolyn, like, with the amount of people, well, we might need to do prime rib and then something else as far as meats.
Okay.
Just depending on how expensive prime rib is.
Yeah.
You know? So it might be like prime rib and a ham.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Maybe.
Right.
And I don't know, sides-wise, I think we're going to have two different desserts because my mom said she's going to bring something, and then Carolyn's aunt, I found out later, is also bringing something. Like, well, we'll have two desserts. So, that'll work. You know? And of course, I'm not saying don't drop by. Drop by if you want.
No, that's cool.
Of course,
I'm doing 4-H steaks and lobster tails from Maine.
That's not bad either.
No, that's what I'm doing.
Yeah,
and a little raisin cream pie, my mom's old recipe.
Yeah,
make that up. Yeah, just make a half one, just enough for one. It'll be great. So yeah, steak and lobster.
And then my new thing with the holidays, because I'm cutting down on this. Although you see me the one day a week when I have a few.
I know, right?
So it probably doesn't appear that way to you guys, but lost about 10 pounds, partly because of that. like I did this on Thanksgiving, and I'm like, this is a good holiday thing. One bottle of cognac.
Oh, for sure.
Little, you know, just a couple.
I do the 27 dinner. Port. Mm. Little port. So yeah. Good. Yeah, just a little snifter. Yeah. Well, that's rock and roll. We'll get the hell out of here. And,
all right. We'll figure these cameras out. I don't know what might have how moving here changed. What's going to
change the resolution?
But it's not working right. So.
Yeah, we'll figure it out, folks.
And I definitely want to figure that out before we give content that you guys pay for on Locals. That's why I was saying we're.
Yep.
So we will get that sorted out, and in the meantime, Merry Christmas, and we'll see you next week.